at her fucking look.
I know, we were
you're married, yeah. Sorry.
We had such a good flow going.
And then you get again on your phone.
We're talking about
balls on your
balls
face.
Balls on fucking faces.
But yeah, we shouldn't talk about who.
Low key putting balls on faces is pretty nice.
We can talk about them.
Yeah, we can. Let's talk about the balls. Let's talk about the faces.
Probably a bad day in that guy's life.
We just heard a couple stories.
I would leave that alone, but that's just me.
Yeah, probably not say the names.
Drunk,
but
drunk babysitting comics. Babysitting drunk comics.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That would be a funny show to just book comics that have stories about babysitting other drunk comics. You could leave names out, but that'd be a funny show. Like a, you know. That didn't happen. This is not happening.
I watched Andy Dick rape somebody.
Seriously?
No.
Oh.
But somebody probably has that story.
Hey, yeah. His career.
Wait, but wasn't Andy Dick's funny?
But he's not like a career guy anymore. You know? He doesn't have like.
Did you see the streamer? Did you see the streamer who like had him living in his house?
No.
And he would just have a camera on 24/7, so you just see Andy Dick get up in the middle of the night and just do Andy Dick shit.
What I want to know what constitutes as Andy Dick shit.
Just, I don't know, eating slices of fucking cold cuts at 2 in the morning.
Calling up a young one from below. Come upstairs, service me.
Nah, he's so far gone at this point that it's just like sad. He's like an actual crackhead.
Oh, is he a drug addict?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is he a functional crackhead?
No.
No. Not at all.
He constantly gets the shit beaten out of him just by people that he fucks with. Like, that's like an ongoing thing.
Damn. Doesn't learn his lesson, huh?
No.
Damn. Yeah, no, I never really watched the guy. But
I wasn't around for news radio, so I guess I was prime Andy Dick. But
I watched News Radio on Netflix.
Oh my god. What the fuck just happened? What the fuck?
Bro.
You guys broke the rec room couch.
You're so fat. Bro.
I don't know what happened.
Look how he's so fat.
But wait, your side broke. Your side's the side that broke. This is.
It's your side.
You're so
it's your side,
dude.
Kenny leaves for 3 fucking hours and you guys break the couch.
There you go. It's his side, dude.
Yeah, how the fuck are you calling him fat? You broke the couch.
It's with his movement.
Stop calling him fat. The other side's gonna break.
He keeps shaking it.
What
dude,
the
I was just saying the other day, I could offer Kenny to buy the couch. I'm really glad I did that.
That couch is just like probably like
The legs were shitty.
There's so many fat people that used to go to rec room and would sit on.
Yeah, probably just scrolling back on. It's not the end of the world.
Because this was the couch that was so next to the bar, so like.
Oh my god. All right, let's try to fix this real quick. That's amazing.
Dude, that's so good.
And then you deflected on the my overweightness.
You fucking, are!
I know!
Your side
my
broke!
Side is right. Big.
Dude, I thought I didn't, but I accidentally did. You guys want to see a piece of this junk underneath it?
Yeah.
I technically should not have.
That's totally fine with me. And then we can worry about
it. No, pause it. Just keep it going.
So perfect this on your side. Kenny's gonna be so mad at you, dude. He's gonna be so pissed.
We're gonna show him a video how fat you are.
Okay.
Like,
well, how do you think this happened?
I spent enough time around me in person.
On the last thing.
Oh my god.
Is
the last 12 all money?
He's so fucking funny. He's doing a lot of stuff for Netflix. For the Netflix is a joke festival. John Mulaney! My sponsor called me. My sponsor, he is my sponsor from the Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous program. Alcoholics Anonymous is a very famous program where people go and get over their alcohol addictions. Narcotics Anonymous is a worse organization. Never, it was well organized, and mainly people sell drugs at Narcotics Anonymous meeting. My sponsor called me and said, I'm going to ask you something, and you have to answer it honestly. I said, okay, of course, that is the sponsor-addict relationship. I have to be honest with you. That's what I promised when I let you become my sponsor. He goes, I'm going to ask you this once, and I want you to answer me honestly. And I go, you can ask me. And he goes, are you on The Masked Singer? And I
said, out of the gate. I was like, oh, he's here to go.
I auditioned. I wish I was on The Masked Singer. People love that. I'd love to be part of something that everyone's watching. Anyway. My grandma died yesterday. She died at 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, it's okay. This guy went, what? Like, you're doing her well. Carolyn Stanton, she died yesterday. It's my last grandparent. She was 98. She was such a narcissist, and I'm so busy. And she died, and like, I'm like, you fucking, because I'm about to, like, because that mom's doing really well now. You died to steal focus. I now have to fly to Boston. It's such typical 98-year-old bullshit. She was great, actually. She is a total narcissist and has borderline personality disorder. But they didn't know that in the 20s or whenever she was born. They just thought she was a pistol. And she's a terrible person. She wasn't a terrible person. I'm sorry, man. But she fucking didn't care about my mom at all. Not a bit. My mom was the oldest daughter. She didn't give a fuck about her. She made her raise the other four kids. She didn't give a shit. When I started to get well known, my nana loved me so much. It was great. The amount my nana loved being my nana. And the amount it bothered my mom. I'm gonna miss it so much. I'm John Mulaney's grandmother, I should say. Ignored her whole family. Never felt empathy in her life. A good woman. And my parents are alive too, which is nuts. They're like 75 or 4. And they're not even old. They have like majority brown hair. And they still go on biking trips and shit. I'm like, when are you two gonna be elderly and lay in a bed with your in-laws pressing feet together? When is that gonna happen? When are you gonna become one big pajama and press feet? I don't like having them alive anymore. You know, a nana, that was like owning a Muppet. It was just funny. There was no connection to it, you know? Owning a Muppet. Seeing a Muppet, I guess. I didn't own my nana. No one owns a Muppet. We're owned by our imagination. But I'll tell you this. My parents picked a terrible time to be old. Because I'm like 42 or something. Like, I can't take care of them. I'm old as well. I don't feel good either. My brother called me in July. He goes, Mom fell. I fell.
That's so good.
Hard at an outdoor restaurant. After getting dizzy during an outdoor luncheon. Just like Mom. I have a Band-Aid on the top of my hand, too. Older folks love a Band-Aid on the top of the hand. What's happening to the tops of your hands? Why are you injuring that part of you so consistently? Then you have to open up a variety pack of Band-Aids and grab the biggest, most rubberiest thing that could patch a tire and slap it right on that miserable hand. Worst looking hand in the world, too. Maybe it's to cover the hand, because it's so insanely old.
I mean, he just fucking went right, like, it took him 4 minutes, and he was like, laugh.
It just happened yesterday.
That grandma bit, and then the, like, you know, this is my mom hates it. It's just, wow. And that's probably, like, as new as it gets for him.
No.
It's probably as raw as it gets for him.
It's, like, still on top of
it. And it's, like, better than anything. Wow.
And then, like, in, like, 2 years, we're going to be, like, he's going to be, like, oh, we're going to be, like, oh, the nana.
The nana bit, yeah. That's fucking hilarious. Wow. We're still going. I love that.
Yeah, we're still,
It's easier
to edit that way. Did so break off did the side? Back one break too?
No, or? They're both. They kind of just like slipped out.
Just needs wood glue.
Yeah, so, yeah. Just need to put the screw back in with the wood glue, and it should fucking like seal it up.
Okay.
Or okay, what do you guys sit on the other side
right now? Yeah, just turn it into a floor, like a fucking floor level.
It just becomes a futon. So do you guys want to try to fix it right now, or
no?
Y'all want to just say fuck it?
Fuck it.
So we're calling the second one.
Yeah, you want to just call it, dude?
Let's just sit here.
But you want to? But I feel like we might break it more.
Yeah, like, yeah,
you definitely
you
would.
You would.
It's still standing.
I don't know. I feel like it's probably fixable right now, and I don't want to make it
unfixable. We have this chair.
We have that chair.
And a high chair.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh, high chair.
We can do high chair. That's possible.
No, cubes. We have like these. Don't we have plastic ones?
I think they're in the garage.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
I was like, didn't we used to have
chairs? We had a bunch of the black ones.
Can I smoke weed?
Yeah, let's do bong rips.
Take it a fiver.
Cool.
We improvise. We got one here, and then who's taking high chair?
Oh, I think.
How do you guys feel about?
Return it because I'm gonna take Tom and then we have to return it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
How do you guys feel about sitting on the block?
No, we got
oh, he has a chair?
We got a chair in there.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, it's got like a clothes on it.
I can just take the block, bro.
Yeah. Wait, you want the block?
Yeah, I'll sit on the fucking block.
Okay. So the block?
Yeah.
Here, it's deceivingly heavy.
Yeah, no, that's why I feel comfortable about it.
There's also a stool?
Nah, that shit'll... It's too wobbly. Here, you guys
have
like a Clorox wipe or something?
Hey.
Any chance?
Hey.
Okay, I know you just put your shit on. I'm sorry. Do you have like a Clorox wipe by any chance? Or like a... Just like a wipe it down before I sound.
Maybe. I have one.
You have one?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That little psycho hat. Wow. That's so fucking hilarious. Cubes definitely have one.
Cube, nah.
Oh,
lighter, please.
And that's Riley.
Riley.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's getting thrown away now.
Still drinkable. Sneakers arrived.
Let's go.
Oh shit. I move yours right there. My boy.
Off. Off.
You see.
At least I got the
cut to this one breaking.
Guys. It's very obviously Riley's fault. Your seismic vibrations just broke the weaker pegs.
Oh, they're all still fine. It's cozy. We're in it.
Off.
I'll just sit on you.
Alright. Bitches.
Bitches. Stupid ass bitches.
I think I might need more weed.
Fuck it.
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
And the can's over there.
Old dumbass bitch. Old stupid ass bitch. Bitches, bitch. He a bitch.
It's right there.
I know where your mom is.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah, on the stool.
I got you. Oh, Riley Falls is such a fucking hoe.
How do we get the flow back?
We'll figure it out, dude.
We need to get the flow.
Stupid ass bitch.
I think y'all need to take bongas so we can
get the flow. Nah. Stupid ass bitch.
That's a nice small weed, dude.
Stupid bitch. What a bitch. Stupid.
Stop.
Crawling in my skin. These wounds, they will not heal.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Fear is all I know. Confusing what is real. Something searching me. Gonna feel confusing. I'm losing. The pain of being a fear is never ending. Why? Oh, my God, it's all for confidence. Got a pressure break. Crying in my skin. Stupid bitch. People forget that Caitlin Clark is a student athlete. Ooh.
Dude, right. I love how everyone's like, she's taking a pay cut to go to the WNBA. Dude, she got a $10 million endorsement deal from Nike. I think she's fine.
Yo, shut the fuck up. Right. I just saw some ass.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Mom.
Oh, I know that fucking guy.
Get back.
Is the plural of wife?
That's a good ass.
Wait, what's up?
Is the plural of wife? Like, if someone has two
wives.
Wives.
W-I-V-E-S.
Right.
Yeah. Like knives.
Like knives. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Except...
Why'd you make that association, Kayvon?
Because knife, wife, knives, wives. You turned the F to a V.
I was implying that he hates women.
Oh. Yeah.
He's scrolling. I'm sorry. The algorithm's all women.
No, there's some basketball in there.
Oh, there you go.
Paul George was crazy. A pro runs until Kawhi pulls up to lock him up. Oh, is that LaMelo? Oh, please. Please.
You guys broke the couch.
I mean.
You broke the couch, Cable.
Yeah.
What was your side, dude?
I was leaning backwards.
And
then
it broke.
Everything broke. I did not sit harder on it.
Nor did I.
Yeah, but your existence obviously weakened the structural integrity.
No, your mass finally caught up with you today. Hey, Ben.
I'm dense. He's mass.
It's the same thing.
No.
I think.
Yeah, I'm going to check if I'm in frame.
No.
You are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not that fat.
Oh, okay. Angle just looked weird. Did you want to start over?
No.
No.
All right, guys.
Okay. I'm talking about the WNBA.
LeBron's James sneakers.
Dude, did you see the conspiracy theory about LeBron James?
That he's my sunshine?
My golden sunshine. Mm-hmm.
What's his conspiracy?
No, that the Warriors are going to get rid of Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and cut all their cap space, draft Bronny James in the second round, and then sign LeBron James. He's going to decline his player option. Steph, LeBron, and Bronny are going to get a chip.
No.
No? Okay.
I don't feel that.
You don't feel that?
I feel like the Warriors are probably going to keep them as long as they can.
I think Klay's going.
I think he's going to move to a more bench role.
That makes, yeah, you can fuck yourself right now.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, let's talk about...
Dude.
Comedy.
Food.
Food.
Food. Comedy. Food. Hand in hand.
Food.
Food. I don't know, man. I think the thing we should talk about is how much people suck.
We always do. All
right.
Like... Just today, bro, I've almost lost my shit on, like, 8 people.
What's your problem, though?
What's my problem?
Yeah, it's more interesting, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your fucking problem?
What's your problem? Oh, you break couches.
Guys, let's handle one problem at a time, all right? Riley, what's your fucking problem?
What's my fucking problem?
Can't break a couch.
Yeah, I'm just...
Not a couch breaker.
I'm not able to execute.
Guys, this is our first segment, all right? What's your fucking problem?
What's your fucking problem?
You should do that as a man. You're my fucking problem.
Hey, hey, you. What's your fucking problem?
Hey, what's your fucking problem? Just get punched by everybody.
Be like, how long can I do that? That feels like a prank show where like I'm trying not to get punched. It's like, hey, what's your fucking problem? They're like, hey, asshole. I'm like, I'm curious. Like,
what's
going on? Yeah, I'm just, hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, don't come with the energy. I'm just wondering. But like, what is your fucking problem?
Oh, you don't have any problems.
You are you fucking problem. Sure? Are you fucking sure?
You have a perfect life, huh? You should drive around challenging people to car jitsu.
Yeah.
Just on the street car jitsu.
I'm not training, dude. I think I could lose that.
I don't think you can train for car jitsu. I think it's just idiots strangling each other with seatbelts.
That's what I'm imagining first, is like just try to grab my seatbelt, wrap around his neck. And then like, what does it even matter from then on? Like I can just keep but wrapping how? This. Like you move his hand down, and you just
wrap that shit. Okay, I guess you could do it that way.
I'm like physically imagining this. So you would die first.
You gotta visualize.
I would fuck him up in car jitsu is what I'm hearing.
Maybe.
No, no.
He would be looking for like the fucking.
There's
like,
not enough wiggle room in a car
music
seat
I need,
for you to get that around my neck. A. B. If I shrug my shoulders, you're not getting in, bud. You know what I mean?
While you're going for the seatbelt, I would wrap the aux cord around your neck and just fucking strangle you.
I would get out of the car and push it into the sea.
You would just roll, just full ending of GTA 5 style.
I would stop the car in the middle of a train track and then we both die.
There you go. Dude, I saw a video of a car getting hit.
Oh, you can hear me scratch my beard. Wait a minute.
That's pretty good. That's good. Good mics, too.
Ooh, that ASMR is nice. Bro.
That's not bad. I like that.
Honestly, that could be the clip. It's just you scratching your beard.
Don't. Not. It's not cool when you do it. You sound like a cat scratching the door. When I do it, there's texture.
Oh. Meow. That is ASMR. Meow. It sounds like you're playing with slime.
I don't know this guy's name, but on Twitch, there was a dude who would wear a cowboy hat and do ASMR things. And I recognized him out of all of them because it was all of these women, and then there's this one dude in a cowboy hat.
Nice.
And he's like, yeehaw.
What?
That's funny. Yeehaw. Makes it sound like he has something really important to say. He's like, listen up.
The South will rise again.
There you go.
The South
has risen.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us. A gun in every hand. A woman in every kitchen.
I could have taken that one group
we
too
don't.
Far.
No, I know. We
I was about
I, stopped it
I was about to take it one group too far, and I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad we didn't.
Save a horse. Ride a cowboy. My name is Arthur Morgan. I got tuberculosis. I'm dying, John.
That actually is not... There you go, boy. Good girl. Where dude, the way he son? Talks to his horse is...
Where's my son?
I'm was born to darkness.
All right, now do African Bane.
Where is my son? African Bane. I am darkness.
Nice.
I am become darkness. Hello.
You mean
the dogs don't bark at you?
Wow. They love me. They love you. Wow. Congratulations.
They broke the couch.
No. Shut up. No. She can't see it.
No.
She can't see the couch. Shut up.
It wasn't the one that you think it is.
It's easily fixable.
Look at us. See, who do you think broke the couch?
Look what side it broke on, though.
Thank you. Thank you. It's okay, bro.
My athleticism is clear.
Shut the fuck.
You squatted down so hard.
I'm sorry, I'm too powerful for a couch. I'm sorry.
Honestly, maybe me and you exceeded the weight limit. That might have been it. And I'm probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
The fattest people I've ever seen at the Rec Room have sat on that couch.
Dude, Zach ass has sat on that
couch. Yeah, Zach can't even handle me, right?
Me and Zach have sat on that couch before. There's no
exactly
way.
The integrity
has been worn down. Ugh.
This couch can't even handle me right now.
Bruh.
I was trying to get that beat going so good.
Nah, you didn't catch it, G. You didn't catch it.
Nobody's catching you.
Wait, boom.
What are we?
Because it's
you broke the couch.
Yeah.
Why are you even still talking about old shit right now?
You can't make.
Hey, stop living in the past,
it's
man.
The same episode. You can't make fat jokes when you break a foot.
Stop living in the past, man.
Of course I can.
Of course I can. That deflect is
good.
It
that's good deflection.
What are you talking?
As a fat person, you should be deflecting on the fat other fat people. Just be like, oh, this guy's fatter.
But Kayvon's not even fat, which makes it
exactly
better.
Exactly.
But we're trying to make him feel like he is.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
No, he's not. Not fat, but he has the insecurity of a fat person. All right,
who's the usual suspect?
You have the insecurity of a fat woman, K1.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You have the insecurity of a woman in the middle of menopause.
Do women get fatter in menopause?
Not only do they get fatter, but they get, like, super insecure.
Oh, it's hot.
It is hot. You can take advantage.
Oh, but then their pussy drive, too.
No, actually, the sex drive goes up during menopause.
So what is the downside of menopause?
Everything
about this is good. They can't get pregnant anymore?
Yeah, no, it's kind of a positive thing. It's just, you know, change is hard.
Should strive for that.
I just thought of, like, the purpose of, like, lubricant for women is, like, women aren't in the mood and men are like, I don't care. We're going to fuck no matter what. And it's going to be comfortable for me.
Lubricant is the only thing separating hard sex and rape.
Now, have you ever used lube?
Yeah,
it's pretty tight.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, dude. Yeah.
Especially when women are like, I need lubricant.
But now that you realize that it's for us, it's kind of dark.
Some women will be like, I just don't get wet enough, and I feel like I need lubricant. And I'm
as
like,
a man,
whatever
I'm just
you
dehydrated.
Say, honey, whatever you need.
As a man, I say your pussy is too dry.
It's drier than the bottom of a waterless basin.
It's drier than a Texas summer.
Have you ever got bad lube?
It's drier than a white man's elbow skin.
I thought black people had dry elbows.
No, we're the fucking crackly ones because we don't put on lotion.
Oh, so maybe
you just can't see
maybe naturally they do, but be exactly. They care about
they
their
compensate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Compensate for it.
Well, I mean, hey, bro, imagine
say
if.
They.
Hey, imagine if every time something got on your skin. Imagine you were like a fucking black car. Like, you know, every time something got on you, everyone could see it.
It's the opposite.
You would
people
wash
buy
yourself
black
more.
Stuff. People buy black cars so to wash them less.
Well, I guess a white car would. The opposite would.
Does that work? Is that a real thing?
What do you mean?
Because I have like a gray one and I can see everything.
No, but your car shows your bulge better.
Wait, what?
I heard like gray sweatpants show.
Okay.
Oh, is that true?
Wow, that's a reach.
No, that was it. Was good. It was good. It was good.
I don't have a bulge, but I have like a swing. So like every couple steps, you're like, is that a bulge or is it?
I have a swing.
I have like a pendulum. A pendulum.
Someone's looking
like it's keeping track of time.
Sounds like a.
It's like, does he have a... Oh, he's moving out. All right, I see it.
Every hour it dings.
That's my balls. It's not even dick. It's just
all... like the fucking gravity thing that my physics teacher had in his class. Tight. Where it's like one hits the other.
And how do those work?
It's like an energy transfer. So if you pick up... So let's say there's five, right? And you pick up the top... The like right two. And you... boom. Then the left two will go. And the middle one will stay.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like an energy... It's like an equal energy transfer. You know what I mean? I'm a nerd. Okay.
Do you know... Now explain a Rubik's Cube.
Actually, you're going to laugh. I got my time down to like 37
Jesus
seconds.
Jesus Christ.
I don't do that anymore, but it was during the magic phase. Yeah.
You were going to be a magician?
In middle school, yeah. I fucking did the middle school talent show in front of like 400 people and did fucking like magic tricks under a little projector with people.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Oh, right? It was silly. But I memorized the formula for the Rubik's Cube. It's just like, you know, left, right, left, you know. Just that type of bullshit. You just got to remember it.
Did you ever sword swallow? Swallow a sword.
No.
Is this why you guys were talking about?
He means as a performance, not as like a nightly duty.
I'm not talking about your personal life. Damn.
Damn, dude. You're really in a pokey, high-fiving mood today, bro.
He's owning you, but he also broke the couch.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about old shit?
There's no winning today for you. Like your burns are on point.
You took a immeasurable loss.
You psyched him earlier, and then you ruined it by.
You got balls on your face right now.
You just got Nate Hedrick, dude.
I did not put balls on my own face. All right.
The couch put its balls on your face.
This is you stumbling around in your own vomit and touching people. this is your Brian Matthews moment.
I'm recovering so good.
Yeah. Alright. Unlike the couch.
Yeah, it looks like it's in pain. It looks sad, dude.
Wood glue, and it's fixed. Wood glue is all we need.
It's frowning on the inside
right now. Get us 10% off at fucking Lowe's.
You don't work at Lowe's anymore.
They know me.
Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Trish is always there.
Hey, for real though, do you have a hookup there?
Yeah, I got the hookup.
I want some house plants.
You don't want plants from Lowe's.
What do you
They know? Have white bugs on them.
Really?
That transfer because they keep them in a garden center.
Oh, fuck.
What type of bugs are they?
I mean, technically, any garden center you go to is going to be
better than
bugs.
Black ones.
Well, you know, those ones steal the pollen.
Guys.
It's supposed to be unsaid.
Okay.
People are supposed to make those jokes in their own head.
Okay. All right.
Guys.
I guess I'm more literal than you.
You're not a couch breaker, though.
Okay, at least, right?
You are a literal couch breaker.
I got one thing going for me. I don't break couches.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's fucking... It's a brand new day.
No, it's not. It's actually the same day.
It's a brand new day.
You know what? You'd be a good anchor in tug of war. You'd be a really good anchor.
Snap the rope.
Hey, this was... piece of shit.
Yeah, if Kayvon's at the front of if Kayvon's in the front car of a roller coaster, everybody on board dies.
Guys, I grew up chubby, and I don't like being made fun of for my weight. It makes me feel
we're
bad.
Both fat, though.
Yeah, we're literally fatter than you.
This is our moment.
And you should know that
I've
and feel
I've actually
that.
Broken a chair in real fucking life as a fat person. This
yes.
is your turn.
Yes,
I have broken a chair before.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yes.
But
it was plastic.
You've also... Yes. I've never broken a couch.
Nah, I've never bought furniture you have to finance before.
I did it in band in junior high, and it was pretty funny.
Good.
It was, like, really funny.
Eat it.
Wait, you broke...
I probably did.
Yeah. All the time.
Or I wanted to. That. Like, damn, dude, I broke this chair. I could have ate it. Mm-hmm. But
fucking A, dude. But today, have you seen videos of people eating bark soup?
That's fucking sad.
Your timeline sucks, dude. Your feed.
No, it's fucking
your
rough.
Feed
pretty interesting.
He showed me his feed. Bullshit. It's fucking people eating bark soup and slapping teachers. That's his feed.
That's fucking what?
His feed sucks.
If you guys combine your feeds, it would be a great feed.
My feed rules.
My but feed see, to me, my feed rules and
bouncing
yours doesn't.
And beating up teachers.
Dude. My feed is bouncing women. What is your what women are in your feed? Besides ones with bruised faces.
Yeah, I was about to say abused teachers.
Oh, they're hitting women teachers? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, there's a fucking kid acting up. No, there's that. There's an important phone call coming in. Michael continue. Has to go refinance his car right now.
Continue. Yeah, let's fucking continue. Damn, look at those. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, damn. Dude. I'm going. What's up, dude?
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I understand. You got to get your little fiending in.
I might be going on a date on Saturday.
Really?
If she says yes.
What's his name?
I already said she before you got to get
it. No, I know. Sorry. But I thought of it before you said she, so that's all that matters.
But your mouth didn't work. The speed of your
brain.
Yeah,
but it's the thought that counts.
Slow kid.
You're right. I ran a 6:5:40 and a 14-minute mile. So, yeah, you're right. I was a slow kid.
14-minute mile.
Yeah.
A 14-minute mile.
Well, I had to take a snack break.
I ran like a 6-minute mile, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think I made a world record.
Well, I mean, I ran like a 7-minute mile. I ate like the other 9 minutes of that mile, but it's all good.
Oh, you fucking...
That's not the only thing he ate.
Fucking idiot. Scratch on my fucking tattoo, bitch.
Damn, dude. That's personal right there. She's coming for the red dragon, bro.
Could the color scratch off?
It's a woman. No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
No, I know. I'm just
there's
making tits. Fun of it.
There's pussy on my arm.
Stop having big tits. I hate it.
She doesn't have big tits.
Oh, my God. Sydney dude.
Sweeney? Actually, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I feel bad for chicks with big tits because they don't get valued for who they are at all.
But if they have more value and big tits, isn't that so cool?
Yeah, no, because most guys cannot see past the big tits.
What if they're like a good person with big tits?
It's about the big tits.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sadly.
Or what if it's like a scientist with small titties? You're like, no, get out of here.
But then they're
get out of here, you
dude,
child.
A girl with big tits who's mad at you is just a woman who's mad at you, dude.
You know why I think women with big tits should get
tits
more
go
than
away, dude. If she doesn't take them out, all right, they're useless. When a girl's mad at you and she isn't fucking you, dude, it doesn't matter how hot she is.
I guess that's true. Fucking
you need someone that you can
alpha
work with.
Energy up here, dude.
You need someone that you can work with.
Give your Sigma talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Take your shirt off.
So you married a lady, so now you have to be a man.
That's true. That's how that works.
You're the man of the house now, although yeah. You're not going to move in. You're basically still not even married, but
He is, though. We announced that.
We live together.
You live together now?
Yeah. Well, we're renting the master bedroom of my mom's apartment.
And they don't know you're married.
My mom knows I'm married, but my dad.
Oh.
My dad and my stepmom don't. So.
You know how he's going to find out? Because I'm going to name the episode, Hey Riley's Dad, He's Married Now.
He doesn't even check it.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't listen to the Ugly People podcast?
Yeah, no.
Fuck no, he doesn't.
Fuck that cuck.
Yeah, dad. Who is my real father?
They're only saying this because they say you don't listen. And then you're going to find out a whole lot.
Yeah, no.
Mainly that you're a cuck.
First of all, Riley's married. Second of all, Riley's gay.
That's why he got married, to throw him off the scent.
I like that.
Yeah, good luck, Chuck.
It's some Elton John
no,
shit
not
right
that
there.
Movie.
Different movie,
but you know what I mean.
Chuck and Larry.
Chuck and Larry.
Good
Chuck
luck,
and Larry.
Dude. Good luck, Chuck and Larry.
Good luck, Chuck and Larry.
Fuck yeah.
I love you, Chuck and Larry.
So, good luck, Chuck and Larry. It's just Dan Cook fucking Adam Sandler for... I don't know.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I now pronounce you good luck, Chuck. I'm trying.
Good luck, Chuck was a hot movie.
It was pretty good. That was with
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Biel. No, it was Alba.
I was like, wait, I think you're right.
And you tricked me.
No, mine is a superior Jessica. That's why.
Jessica Biel was in the Adam Sandler Blade movie.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that was a hot crossover.
No, Ryan Reynolds.
Blade 2, Grown Ups.
Mm-hmm.
That was with Jessica Biel.
Blade 3. It's with, I keep wanting to call him Dane Cook.
Oh, that's right. My bad, boys.
Ryan Reynolds.
That is a ripe one. I apologize.
You farted?
Yeah, it's fucking aggressive, too.
I mean...
That was probably what you smelled when you smelled dog shit. You were like, oh, that was just right.
We never found dog shit. Dude.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's
actually
really
we
bad.
Did. We found him right here.
That's actually, I apologize.
Oh, hey,
that's so bad.
That's a good one.
There you go. Wait, hold on, bitch.
Give me five.
Damn, bitch. Dude, like that's fucking
give me pungent. Five, bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
You haven't taught your dog how to shake hands?
Actually, no. Oh. It's pretty basic. Hey, shake. Oh. Shake.
She starts having a seizure.
Roll over.
Shake.
She has a seizure on her back.
Shake.
You know what people get in trouble for now? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. What's she doing there? Oh. I think a guy got arrested in Scotland. I'm not kidding. This is a real thing. Count Dankula.
I know all about that guy.
Dude, he's great, but he's like kind of a hack.
He popped up on Destiny Sphere too.
Did he really?
A long time ago.
Did Destiny call him a hack?
So a lot of those people were just provocateurs that like got a little internet fame and then tried to like extend that internet fame by like continuing the provocateur.
Was he a provocateur guy?
So I don't think he originally was. I think he originally did a joke where he like taught his dog to Heil Hitler. Or so, like I forgot exactly. He was like either the dog Heil Hitler or he said like, oh no, I remember he in the video, he looked at the dog and he's like, do you want to gas the Jews?
Oh my God.
And then the dog looked at him and was like, huh? And then he's like, yeah, you want to cast the Jews?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was kind of dangerous.
All the dog heard was bones.
Yo, so he's a heck.
I was right, he's a heck.
Well, no one gets the bones. Okay.
I think bones? He was doing like
I get
a,
it.
He was doing an
all the Jews
joke,
are going to die. He wants the bones.
People were like, hey, anyway. It's just a joke.
Ashes.
And I think he might have been a Canadian guy. I don't know.
No, Count Dankula is a different one. Count Dankula
bro,
is...
Bro, your dog just closed her eyes while you were choking her like she's going out,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, nah. This is... I've got carotids right here. I've got... Her neck is so small that I could rear neck a choker with my wrist.
Blood choke.
She's made eye contact with the camera like, so you... Man. No, she's pretty... out of all the dogs, Rosie's the cutest.
She is the cutest.
And the most well-behaved.
Also shits
and eats
fucking dryer sheets,
but she doesn't bark at you. That's good
because her bark is bad.
Is it?
It's so annoying.
Jesus, yeah, she looks like she'd have an annoying bark.
She sounds like she's dying every time it happens. I'm just like, finally.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, I know a guy who could hook that up for $80.
Look at this. What's she doing? Who wore it better?
Gay hand?
Oh, that is kind of gay hand.
And dude, the way she's laying though, it almost looks like you're making her like Superman.
Aww.
That's funny. Yeah, wait. Dude, I don't know. I understand it's bad to do that, but it's kind of weird that they can put you in jail for it. You're not killing anyone.
Because they have actual anti-Semitic. Whatever.
And when you put stuff
laws
out
against anti-Semitism,
when you put stuff out on the internet, it's a lot different than saying it in the privacy of your own home.
No, I agree.
So
you're saying
I can't do this. You're gonna put me in jail for doing this? My dog's nuts.
Your dog's like, I don't agree with any of this.
No, she doesn't.
No.
Anyway, so any companies looking for people to advertise their brand, let us know.
Yeah. She'll do it. Blue Chew.
If this is what you agree with, if you're on board with this, you're going to love what we have in store.
Dog, we got to do advertisements for Newsmax.
Newsmax?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear propaganda?
We also have to do
advertisements.
Click here.
Precious metals.
Oh, I like that, dude. Trump coin.
Yeah, we need coins.
Oh, dude. Okay, you want to know what I actually did the other day just because I want to prank people? It's so funny.
Kiss the girl.
Boom. I paid 20. Wow, dude, you're so funny.
Lost your virginity?
He hated that one.
No, I hate you. I spent $24 on Donald Trump $100 bills. So what you do is you put it like $100 bill face up on the ground and people pick it up and it says vote Trump 2024 MAGA. God. It's coming next week. It's gonna
be legendary.
I feel
like I would turn a lot of people off.
I bought 100 of them.
Oh, that's so funny.
They sold them in packs of 10, 25, and 100.
You should tip people with them. Or, especially if they look like cucks.
I should just go to Soho and just leave that as tips.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Or you can hold on to them.
That would be such a wild turn of emotions. They're just like, oh, you tipped me 100. And they look closer and they just fucking their head explodes.
But if
like
you,
Neil Brennan in the fucking...
If he wins... That'll be real money. So hold on to it.
There you go. Yeah.
I minted them myself. It's got his face on it. You think he's
big value. Big value. Okay. These bills.
Where's
there's my not son? Lots of them.
Where's my son?
African Trump, dude.
This is Africa.
African Trump. It's the biggest desert. There's the most killings.
This is Africa, Danny.
We've got all the AIDS.
This is the continent with the most violence. We're number one in violence. There's no one better at violence than Africa.
This is just sad.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad.
As we're saying this, I'm like, damn, that's fucking sad.
What, about Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
There's a civil war in Sudan.
I think at this point, you just call it a war.
Haiti? Haiti's gone.
Haiti's gone?
Haiti. It's run by a gang.
No. Really? Well, didn't they get wiped out by fucking hurricanes and the earthquakes and then fucking all that? Yeah, bro.
People exaggerate that stuff.
No, bro. The Haiti, like, fucking relief thing was real.
Didn't Wyclef Jean steal a bunch of money from Haiti?
He did. Yeah, he did. He stole a lot. Apparently, he's like a fucking operative, bro.
What do you mean?
No, you don't know this?
Like, I don't. CIA?
I don't let him know go. If he's CIA.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't say shit. Keep talking. Okay. What did you say?
I'm not fucking Alex Jones here, okay? face of shit, let him go. No, I think I read this, and I could be saying the wrong country, but I want to say it was French. Mm-hmm. But he had some sort of ties to, like, you know, intelligence agencies.
French intelligence agencies?
I believe so.
That is the worst intelligence
agencies.
Yeah,
Wyclef Jean?
Yes.
Wait, what band was he in again?
Fugees.
Damn, I was thinking he was Black Eyed Peas.
That's just racist.
I also thought it was Black Eyed Peas, though.
No, Wyclef Jean is Fugees.
Wait, what's Wyclef Jean's not a racist. What's his biggest song?
Well, I mean, if you look at the Fugees, they have some fucking hits, dude.
Who's in D12?
Oh, wow, dude. That's so funny you brought that up.
Energy drink supplement?
No, you fucking idiot.
Is that Shakira song? Probably one of his bigger ones.
Huh?
Shakira? By Young Thug.
Oh. I'm sorry. Which person are you talking about?
Wyclef Jean?
Oh, I never heard that. I guess I've just listened to more of his, like,
no hip hop thing,
you know.
Is it Hips Don't Lie? Is that Wyclef Jean?
Like her other one. You got like three of them.
My Kingdom.
Yeah, all those freaking like hips rapper dudes lie. From the 90s.
It is Hips Don't Lie.
Do sound not, like sketch fucking dudes.
Do not play copyrighted fucking music.
Sketch. I won't.
Do not. Because I will leave it in and we will
get taken down.
Fuji Law.
Yep, that's a good one.
Oh, Gone Till November.
That's a good one.
I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November.
That's a good one.
Kanye West. Featuring Wyclef Jean.
Okay.
By Young Thug. Antenna remix.
Oh, what about Sean Paul? Did he ever steal from Haiti?
The temperature song?
That's a good song.
I got the
speaking of temperature. Sleazy white dudes in the industry.
Shaggy?
How does G how like how wasn't fucking
me? It wasn't me.
How sleazy does G Eazy look?
Wait, what does G Eazy look like?
Do you know who G Eazy is?
No. I love G Eazy.
He has one good song.
I probably do.
Easy rules.
No, dude, he has the one song that he goes, me, myself, and I, solo ride until I die.
Dude, all of his verses, fucking your girlfriend. I love you.
I know, but dude, he looks like such a fucking prick.
That's why it's so funny. Like,
he looks like such a fucking douchebag.
He's like exactly.
I'm sure he's nice, but he looks like a douchebag. Yeah.
Like he's exactly the guy you don't want to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's exactly the guy who will fuck your girlfriend.
I don't even think he will. I think he has coke dick, but he's gonna rap about it.
Let me see him.
I think he has coke face, bro.
No, let me see him. Is he a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. It makes it worse, right?
It does. Yeah. His name's G-Eazy, and his real name's probably something like Reginald.
Femme Fatale, Lady Killers 2. No.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't like any of this.
Oh, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, recently he's taken kind of a dip more into like the LGBTQ side of like gender fluidity and shit.
Sounds gay.
like wearing fucking dresses and shit on stage sometimes.
The Beautiful and Damned.
I may be wrong. I could have totally just slandered you. Don't sue me for that, please.
He looks like Morgan J.
No, he doesn't.
Morgan Jay-Eazy.
He doesn't, but...
Okay. At all. That's wrong skin color, too.
Showed me, wait. What do you mean?
You slick back.
Wait, are we talking about two different people?
Morgan J is white.
Oh, my bad. I'm thinking someone else. Though.
I thought my mind was about to get blown.
Morgan J is Egyptian looking, though.
My bad, dude. I'm meant someone else.
Morgan J looks Egyptian.
He looks like you, dude.
What art?
Oh, he looks like you, homie.
I mean, the same phenotype. But he doesn't look like me.
Oh, I know who the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
These are all video.
The auto tune.
He looks like you if you got pussy.
He's not wrong.
Dude. Shit.
My penis.
Is anyone going to Netflix is a joke this year?
No. Oh my god, dude. I was more on point than I thought.
Yeah. I'm going to the Bill Burr one.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I almost bought tickets for that one. I'm going to the Seinfeld, Gaffigan, Bargatze, and Sebastian Maniscalco one.
I feel like Sebastian's fell off.
I don't think so, dude. His last special was pretty good.
I feel like the one...
What are you talking about?
The fuck are you... Yeah. I think you fell off, bro.
I think...
You know what? I don't think that you ever got on the ledge to fall off from.
Why? I was doing a bad Sebastian.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Why?
What?
We're doing bad Sebastian now.
What do you mean?
That's Sebastian.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's bad Sebastian.
He doesn't even watch Sebastian.
Oh, I've watched Sebastian. Dude.
Oh, you just sight fuck, dude.
Hey, he got him.
I don't
got
like being on this side of it.
Got him. Yeah, it doesn't fucking feel good,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, it feels worse.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah.
On the couch and derailing a podcast.
Yeah, it does feel pretty bad, you know?
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Cope.
We didn't. We didn't land that.
Cope
we didn't
and seethe.
Land that.
That wasn't even a real. That wasn't even a real hands together clap. No. Cope and seethe. Yeah, do it again hand. Twice, that's bitch.
Okay. Yeah,
fake ass bitches. Oh, that's all muscle. Oh, it's all muscle.
It's all muscle.
That's he demoralizing. It was like, what? You go to scoop somebody and it's just solid.
Yeah,
sorry. It was like a fucking lesbian holding her ground. Sorry, baby. He just moved her, not moving.
Can
anywhere.
Lesbians harden their tits in defense? Lesbian use harden. Defense.
That's why female cops don't wear vests. They just fucking use their tits. It's like,
yeah. Do you think like a masculine lesbian is like, yeah, suck my fucking tits.
Damn,
suck my fucking tits.
That's hot.
Dude, I wonder how many cops do you think fuck the criminals?
You mean how many cops rape?
No, I mean like consensually fuck. Like, yo, let's fuck real quick.
I know like prison guards do that all the time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they trade like ramen noodles.
Actually, that's very real.
It's technically rape.
That's actually very real.
So the
I have experience in this. It's very real.
Oh, okay. I got that wrong.
I have had family members incarcerated.
I was thinking of a prisoner trading the guard. He's like, yeah, dude, I got these ramen noodles. We come in here and let me suck your dick.
No, that's not the power dynamic.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's all, you're just winning as a prison guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I gave him
the good job
too. I didn't give him the chicken noodles. Gave him the beef.
If you're like a masculine dude who's like closeted gay, that's the perfect job for you.
Oh, I hope nobody. Oh, I dropped this on. I hope nobody fucks me.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm just cleaning the bathroom naked.
That's funny because you said closet. You said closeted gay.
In my wife's underwear.
Oh no, I dropped the keys. I guess I just locked myself in here with you. What are we gonna do on
that? Oh my god, Jamal, what's gonna happen Jesus now?
Christ. He's like he's restraining people like excessively hard, like. The guy's like, I'm obeying. Like,
you better.
Gosh, fuck you. Guys, I just want to go home and put on my LeBron sneakers. That's all I want to do.
You
want
to end this?
No, I don't want to end it. We just got to the male rape part. I was just thinking about the male
rape. Yeah,
but
we got to like, take out 15 like to 20 10. Of that. Nah. Let's take out 15 20 of that.
It's as like we 15. Were talking about male rape, I'm like,
look,
man,
my dog
I really
is dominating. My dog is dominating the bigger dog.
Speaking of Jamal and the prison guard.
Get I remember her. When your dog was getting bitched by those dogs.
Oh, now she's submitting.
But she's trying to make him. Yeah, she's trying to make him fuck.
She's like, get on me, motherfucker.
Bitch.
They're like spooning, but also biting each other.
You think I'm a bitch?
My wife bites me.
My
wife
bites
now.
Me.
My
wife?
Yeah,
no, but girls bite people. Like, that's what they do, bro.
Yeah.
They, like, enjoy biting you. It's psycho.
Yeah.
You can say stuff like that, though.
Well, I mean,
my wife.
I like biting girls. Biting girls rule.
I'm gonna clip out just that.
No, don't do that.
I'm gonna release that.
No.
It'll be
a 3-second clip of take the audio and put it over his voice when the couch breaks.
I like biting girls.
Oh shit!
That's good. Just a reminder of
Boom, we got... Hey, Kayvon, you made a clip and you didn't have to do anything.
Guys. Guys.
It's going to be him breaking the couch and then just a quick cut to I like biting girls. And nothing else.
This is a heater of an episode.
It is a heater of an episode, bro. I love it.
All I'm saying is
it would have been better if...
we had a couch?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Kayvon.
No. No. You're fat.
I know. But where?
But not couch breaking fat.
Yeah.
You are officially...
You're fat. You're like a liberal, dude. You just got to insult me at this point.
Liberals are fat.
No, liberals they insult. It's funny. I love it.
Did Destiny used to be fat?
Why who?
Destiny.
No.
He's a liberal cuck.
I don't know who that is.
He's our streamer daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Well, I think we probably should try to fix this fucking couch.
Why would we fix it?
I feel like it'd be better if we
have it
fixed before, you know.
I'm the victim.
You're right. Why would we fix
it? I'm the victim. Oh, there's no wood glue.
You're right.
You need to fix it.
How much wood glue do you have? I agree with that.
Thank you, Hubes. I wanted to take the work out for us. Appreciate it.
How much wood glue do you have?
None.
Well?
I can make some for you.
Hey.
Hey, BRB.
How many other podcasts are filmed here?
Yeah.
Can he film on these couches?
No. Yeah, actually, yeah, they do.
No.
They yes, they do.
No.
They have a South Park recap podcast.
No.
And they filmed last night.
Oh, they sit on the two chairs.
No, we can fix it.
The couch is more comfortable.
I will go out of my way to fix it. I will go out of my way to fix it.
Before your fat ass.
Sat across from you when you broke it.
Structural integrity is a real thing. What
if one of the dogs was under the couch when you did that? You could have killed a dog.
Ah, damn, that was a missed opportunity.
Damn.
We could have gotten two.
Zoe, come back here.
Two dogs, one couch.
Honestly, Zoe's the only one who would have been able to fit under there, so you would have killed Zoe today.
Does anyone fucking object?
Probably.
Let's proceed with this marriage.
Probably Zoe.
Yeah, but dogs don't have voices.
That's true.
Dude, if dogs had voices, bro, everyone would be in prison.
Damn, dude, what do you assume that people are just doing to their dogs?
People are not nice to their dogs.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not.
I mean.
Watch your shit.
Yeah, wait, watch it, bitch.
Anyways. Aww.
Fucking cute ass bitch.
Yeah.
She's adorable ass bitch. Oh, yeah. Cute bitch. You're tapping, but she goes to him.
Oh, fuck. I just got cucked.
You made it.
I literally got cucked.
Wittery.
I got love cucks.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't like that.
She's not happy with that position.
She does not like that position.
Okay. I know it's right. You don't know anything. You're just an animal.
She'll bite you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Bruh. She looks so lost.
I think you should put her down because your weight combined with hers. That chair's going to hold up to
it. She just called you fat.
She is. She's girthy. She's thick.
Fuck it.
Or what do you say? Dense. She's dense.
Yeah.
I think dense means you're dumb.
No.
You're
no.
Dense.
No.
It does?
It's yeah.
It's one. I prefer mentally.
Bruh. See, this is what I mean. This is sexual assault. If that dog could talk, Kayvon would be in prison.
Yeah, she would be like, this Persian guy fucking...
I'll fucking kill you before I go to prison.
With barbecue sauce.
They'll never hear what you have to say.
I don't think she tastes good. She only eats dog food.
And fucking Tide sheets.
Yeah, Tide sheets. Actually, she tastes pretty good.
She tastes like lavender.
Bitch.
She's grass-fed.
That's so...
I have a grass-fed dog. Right. What are you doing to my fucking dog? Yeah, what is she doing?
What is your... Dude, she's like, did this motherfucker just eat KFC? Because it's finger-licking good.
Oh, damn, dude. What are you doing to my dog?
Bye.
Whatever I want.
That's not how that works.
I'm leaving all of this in, by the way.
I'll do whatever I want to you. You're just property.
I think that's punishable by law.
I could kick you.
No, see, technically, he's right.
I could kick you.
Because animals... If you kill a dog, I think it's just like small claims court.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you have to just pay the person.
What are you going
to
do about it?
He's like, hey, here's $50. Get over it. I'll pay the vet bill.
You're still not coming.
That's what she said.
Hey.
All right. Where can they find you, boys?
No, she has all the dicks she needs right over here. What do you mean? She's not gonna fucking come over to you.
You can't be saying stuff like that.
I have all the dick you when need, baby.
I'm going to isolate all this audio.
Yes. Put it right on the couch.
It's not going to even be in an episode. It's just going to be 5 minutes of you saying...
It's 5 minutes of blackmail, basically.
Have you heard the audio of Diddy and Meek Mill?
Yeah, this shit is so gross.
It's so gross.
Just clapping.
Get that shit.
Yeah. Oh! You think you're the shit?
No, Meek Mill's like screaming.
You know what, man?
Yeah, round
power
two?
To him.
Round two?
Yeah.
If that's how they want to live, if they want to partake in that.
Did he do
good
it?
Good for them.
Did he do it?
Yeah, your pussy need that shit twice.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, your pussy
who shot you?
Damn.
Two-time?
That was a Tupac.
Nope.
No, he got shot.
He got shot. Yeah. That was a biggie.
That was a biggie song.
Who shot you?
Where can they find? Wait.
I already asked the question.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, so where
can I find you, Kayvon?
Yeah, no, you, Hubes. Let's go left to right. Right to left.
Twitch.tv/Hubes.
Cool.
You can find Riley trolling the middle schools. You can find
for unsuspecting victims.
Kayvon Rossi.
Kayvon Rossi. You can find him at dog shelters, just fiddling them.
Breaking the chairs.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Those chairs were weak.
Sitting down too hard.
Just putting fake social security card numbers on these applications.
That chair doesn't deserve my ass.
They'll never track it back to me. All right, find me Riley Fall Comedy, Instagram, and that's Ugly People Podcast. Peace out, boys.
Laters.
Laters.
Poop.